First Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their ancestral houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Isaiah, 5, all of them chiefs, and along with them, by their generations according to their ancestral houses, were units of the fighting force, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kindred, belonging to all the families of Issachar, were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, 5, heads of ancestral houses, mighty warriors, and their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zimrah, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations, as heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The sons of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kinaana, Zithan, Tarshish, and Abishahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, ready for service in war. And Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir, Hushim the son of Aher. The descendants of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Azriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead. And Machir took a wife from Hupim and for Shupim. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamoleketh, bore Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Achian, Shechem, Lichai, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Bered his son, Tehath his son, Eliada his son, Tehath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthela his son, and Azer and Eliad. Now the people of Gath, who were born in the land, killed them, because they came down to raid their cattle. And their father Ephraim mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he named him Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Shirah, who built both lower and upper Beth-Horon, and Uzen Shirah. Repha was his son, Reseph his son, Tela his son, Tehan his son, Ledan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. Also along the borders of the Manassites, Beth-Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvai, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzaith. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet, the sons of Shemer, Ahai, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of Halem, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Shua, Harnefer, Shual, Berai, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bira. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All of these were men of Asher, heads of ancestral houses, select mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin became the father of Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gira, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gira, Shephufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gira, that is, Heglam, who became the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim had sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away his wives, Hushim and Baara. He had sons by his wife Hodesh, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sakaya, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of ancestral houses. He also had sons by Hushim, Abitub, and Elpeal. The sons of Elpeal, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shema, they were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who put to flight the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmeirai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpeal. Jakim, Zikrai, Zabdai, Elienai, Zilethai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beriah, and Shimroth were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikrai, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamsarai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jearashiah, Elijah, and Zikrai were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of ancestral houses, according to their generations, chiefs. These lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who became the father of Shimeah. Now these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal, and the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jehoiada, and Jehoiada became the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names. Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Abadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were mighty warriors, archers, having many children and grandchildren, 150. All these were Benjaminites. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel was enrolled by genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to live again in their possessions in their towns were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Benai, from the sons of Perez, son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons, of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their kin, 690. Of the Benjaminites, Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodviah, son of Hasanuah, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzi, son of Mikrai, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Reuel, son of Ibnajah, and their kindred according to their generations, 956. All these were heads of families according to their ancestral houses. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Meraioth, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God. And Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah, son of Adiel, son of Jazirah, son of Meshulam, son of Meshilamith, son of Emir. Besides their kindred, heads of their ancestral houses, 1,760 qualified for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Harish, Galal, and Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their kindred Shalom was the chief, stationed previously in the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers of the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kore, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his kindred of his ancestral house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, guardians of the thresholds of the tent, as their ancestors had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, guardians of the entrance. And Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was chief over them in former times. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen as gatekeepers at the thresholds were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and the seer Samuel established them in their office of trust. So they and their descendants were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is, the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south, and their kindred who were in their villages were obliged to come in every 7 days, in turn, to be with them. For the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in charge of the chambers and the treasures of the house of God. And they would spend the night near the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture, and over all the holy utensils, also over the choice flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the spices, and Mattathiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, was in charge of making the flat cakes. Also some of their kindred of the Kohathites had charge of the rows of bread to prepare them for each Sabbath. Now these are the singers, the heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, living in the chambers of the temple free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of ancestral houses of the Levites. According to their generations, these leaders lived in Jerusalem. In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jael, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gidor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth became the father of Shimeam, and these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz became the father of Jarah, and Jarah of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah, and Rephaiah was his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names, Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.